You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Pennsylvania men's basketball coach Steve Donahue, his squad getting ready to take on Delaware State on Wednesday night. And before we look ahead, let's look back. You've had a little bit of a break with exams and everything. You got to be pretty pleased with how the squad went into the break, the three straight road wins and capping it with a great non-league win out of Dayton.
We are, Matt. I think we're all happy with our progress, in particular after the first two games where we kind of stubbed our toe a little bit out of the gates, and since then we've been very good. Contributions from different guys, very consistent on the defensive end throughout the games, great rebounding numbers, and taking care of the basketball. We see a great chance to improve on offense, but you know, that's really helped us win, in particular on the road.
Specifically that Dayton game, that's about as tough an environment as you can get. I mean, sellout, great crowd. And you guys led for most of the game and were able to fight back runs, fight through adversity. I thought that was one of the most impressive victories I've ever seen this group put together.
No question. It's a real hostile environment. It's actually a great place to play college basketball. You know, see 14,000 on a Saturday afternoon in a non-league game. It's impressive. I think I admire most about the group is that we got off to a great start, really threw a haymaker, and they came right back and threw the same haymaker and then some. Typically, a team on the road may, that's it. We had our chance. That wasn't the case. We came back and really played solid basketball on both sides and were able to maintain our poise throughout the whole game.
So when you take stock, is this group, record aside, as far as development and where you thought they'd be, you know, at this point in the season, are they about where you thought, or have they maybe exceeded it a little bit?
In some ways, the exceeding comes in because I really thought our three freshmen in particular, Jared Simmons, Eddie Scott, and Jelani Williams, would have added a whole lot to this team. It's just Jelani's been out with the ACL. Eddie's been really up and down, in particular with his wrist injury. And Jared Simmons has developed late. What I'm impressed is that the guys who came back, and there was a lot of veteran guys that came back, there's been great improvement with the group in terms of how to win. And then the addition of Antonio Woods has enabled us to be a really good team. I anticipate us being a good, solid offensive and defensive team. I think the defense is what has exceeded my expectations. Our ability to play physical and tough and not foul and limit teams to one, that's exceeded my expectations. And I think that's why you can win on the road with those kind of qualities.
One of the things that's really impressive, you've got A.J. Ryan, Darnell, you've got the guys that get the 30 minutes. But you seem to, whenever you roll the dice on a kid, whether it's Sam Jones at Dayton, Jackson Donahue, some of these veteran guys who maybe don't play a lot, a couple games, but then when their number's called, they almost always come through. And that's got to be a great comfort as a coach to know you have guys that mature that can handle that.
I use the analogy, you know, we have a big bullpen. We got a starting rotation that can go five innings. It's great. And then we have a bunch of guys that we can put in there. Jackson Donahue, Caleb Wood, Sam Jones, even Jared Simmons as freshman, and Dan Dwyer, Matt McDonald. The ability to do that is a strength for a coach. The difficult part, which is why you don't see it very often, it's a hard thing for a kid to accept what his role is and be comfortable with it. I think all those guys are very comfortable coming in and knowing that what their role is, and in particular being a shooter. Typically, guys like to be out there and get warm. These guys do not have that luxury. I explained to them that in Sam's case and Caleb's case, if you're open, you're shooting it. I think that enables us to really be a stronger team because our top five are probably our best all-around players, but these other guys make us a better team. And if they're willing to do that, I think we can be a really dangerous team with those kind of guys.
Let's talk a little bit about Delaware State. Your next matchup, you're a few days out. What do you expect? What do you see on film?
Well, they played a hellacious schedule. I mean, tons of road games, high-quality opponents. They lose to Pitt on the last possession. They lose to Delaware in overtime. They're starting to really play. They're actually an older team, too. three senior starters, a junior college transfer, and a freshman point guard. Good length, good athleticism, crazy mixing up the defenses. You're going to probably have to play really good offense at times because they change it up so well. You got to be consistent, and you probably got to make some shots to beat them.
And is there any concern? You have to break, and you have to have it. But is Rust a concern coming back, especially when you were really kind of in a groove going into the break?
You know, I've done this a while, Matt, with our group with finals. I think it's the best thing you can do is kind of shut down the game stress and let the kids worry about finals. In the same point, I think it gives you a chance just to play everybody in practice, try to make it very competitive. I think you stay on focus. It's important for that hour and a half, 2 hours that you're there. And you may get a little rust, but my teams in the past have played some of their best basketball from this point on, right out of the gate. I'm not that concerned with it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.